Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The stupidity is just unbelievable.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That first half was one of the most disgraceful performances I have ever seen.
And James Strebel.
I feel bad for Kellen having to go all the way up there to watch that. The offense is a joke.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And yes, recruit some players. I'm with you. Pay them. I don't care. Call Junior Bridgman. Call anybody. Pay the players. I'm fine with that. I need some recruits. But I'm also not going to quit on the team 3 games into the season. And if that bothers you, go listen to Dan Issel.
Jack, the best part of that is the mic sounding terrible when Rubbins is yelling and screaming.
There's
that's
about 3 minutes
part.
Of that.
That's, Jack, that's the best part as Louisville basketball has hit, I mean, the biggest low in the last, I don't know, 20 years, 15 years, whatever it is.
60 years?
And, yeah.
1940?
1940, that'd be like 82 years. Oh, my God. But don't worry, you don't need to foul at the end. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. 0-3. Complete embarrassment. Speaking of embarrassments, Kentucky basketball last night. All right, so we got 3 hours of this. Pat Forty going to join us, no doubt. He'll be mean and snarky about Kentucky losing. He was in the building last night at the Champions Classic. He did not have as good a seats as James Strebel and Kellen Strebel. They were mid-court, Jack, 10 rows up, so they had a good time, and we hope you guys had a good time as everyone seemingly in the office, except for Louis Rabeau, resident Michigan State fan, is pissed off today. So that's where we are. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's ESPN 680 105.7. It's The Take. Hanging out with you up until 6 o'clock. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be alongside here in the next 15 minutes or so. Surely not as peppin' and steppin' happy as yesterday. And Jack Grossman back at the Liquor Barn Studio. Jackie boy, I've seen you all day, but I'll say it anyway. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I've seen you all day, but a good...
Champions Classic was great. We get Texas Gonzaga tonight.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, you got Texas Gonzaga tonight.
I am in my element, man.
Good for you. What time is that game?
9:30.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to be... I hate to say this. I might be in bed. There is a chance I might be in bed.
Don't be an old man.
Well, I mean, I was out late last night, and then I had to wake up this morning with log issues, so I'm tired. Anyway, all right, so welcome in, 437-9680. It's The Take on ESPN 680 1057, ESPNLouisville.com. We will be doing, I can confirm, all 3 hours with all of our guests here, all of our hosts here on ESPN Louisville. Listen, I mean, I have strong thoughts on U of L. I'm aghast at the reaction to Kenny Payne not fouling at the end. From our guy Eric Crawford, from other basketball bennies, we will dive into that as the, I mean, the worst thing that you thought could happen, and that is a team that's already mentally fragile, a team that already doesn't have much talent, is stuck at 0-3 with, you know, what, Jack, 2-3? I mean, at least two big-time games. I mean, come on, they can't beat Bellarmine and Wright State. App State, the first, what, Power 5 win since 1940? So it's a mess. So 437-9680, we will dive into that, but we will pivot quickly. We will get back to, in about 15 minutes, what did Kenny Payne say about the end of the game? And on top of it, I mean, I thought this was supposed to be a unifying hire, and it has been anything but a unifying hire. And with gas bags and fans fanning the flame, if you will, we are a long ways from unification, and this basketball team is a long ways away from winning freaking games. And so we'll dive into that. But last night we were up at the Champions Classic. Jackie Boy, along with Jason Entz Shapiro, they were hanging back at the Liquor Barn Studios. You guys did a fine job. We had Calipari. We took tons of calls. The only place you're going to get that, you're not going to get, you're not going to get other things during the post game show. You're not going to get 35 minutes of a post game show that's filled with commercials. You got about an hour and a half plus a full reaction to the Champions Classic last night. And Jack, let me say this. Listen, I have a very, very strong feeling. I know exactly what I need to say and what needs to be said about U of L. With Kentucky, and with U of L, they need to flush it down the toilet. With Kentucky, Jack, I'm writing this line of, it's early in the season, Oscar just came back, Michigan State's a quality team. They're a quality team. They're a top 25 team, okay? The media gas bags got it wrong. Surprise, surprise. The college basketball media got it wrong. And so I'm watching that game last night, and yes, it's early in the season. Oh, and yes, they haven't practiced. And again, John Calipari, the only coach in the country that hasn't practiced an out-of-bounds play or an out-of-bounds defensive play. You can't do that. I mean, yeah, you haven't had your whole team. You just got a bunch of 18-year-olds. You don't have a bunch of juniors and seniors and guys that have been playing 2, 3 years, 4 years in college basketball, 2, 3 years in your system. You got to get on the practice floor. I mean, we can't expect Jacob Toppin to be able to guard an out of bounds play in a senior year. You got to get a couple practices. And so, Jack, I mean. Listen, I think if I'm hard on Kentucky today, that's what BBN wants me to do. And so there is a part of me, you'd agree with that, Jack, right? There is,
absolutely.
There is a part of me that understands it's early. Oh, it's November, Andy. They're going to grow. They're going to practice. Oscar hasn't practiced. If that's true, Oscar's a beast. We know he's an alien. And Kentucky sure as hell is thankful he's there last night. Otherwise, it's a mess. Speaking of being thankful, some of y'all hate Wheeler. Maybe you should shut it up a little bit. And listen, I don't always love how he plays, but the criticism from the game last night, sorry, it doesn't fall on him. And you can play him and Kaysen together. Jack, you may disagree with some of this. I did not hear the entire postgame show, but that is where we are. And so I sit back after the loss, and there's a number of things. I think where I'm at is this. I'm putting Kentucky basketball on notice. This is a year where you have the talent that I don't need the BS. Don't need it. Kentucky fans don't need it. Kentucky media, they don't need it. By the way, Jack, I mean, we'll get to it. Dane Fife embarrassed himself last night. I got to get
again?
To Dane Fife. I rode in an elevator with Dane Fife. And I've never been so embarrassed for a human being in my life. We'll get to that. Yeah, you like that, don't you?
I'm intrigued
right,
by this.
I'm Dane Fife. Yeah, great. Anyway, I mean, wearing all green, I mean, does he hate Indiana? I mean, he loves Izzo that much? That in Indiana, Dane Fife shows up with Michigan State stuff? Anyway, I'm disappointed that Kentucky lost that game. Kentucky basketball should not have lost that game. You may say, well, Andy, the way they played. Well, yes, you understand, but you understand what I'm saying. You're supposed to have more talent than Michigan State. And so there's like 15, 20% of me that's sitting here saying, well, it's November, and you know there's a lot of practice, and all the other excuses that we get with any team that loses. We haven't practiced this. We haven't practiced that. So Tom Izzo has? So Tom Izzo has. And the reality is, Jackie boy, Strebel on his way. If Kellen Strebel is listening, the reality is you lose to Gonzaga, you're going to be 3-2 with UCLA. Who's going to be ranked ahead of you? Who's going to be favored against you? And Kentucky needs to win a game like that. Kentucky has experience. They have a dynamic freshman who can play in Cason Wallace. You have Oscar, who is back, who is a beast. If you watch that game from last, if you watch last year Oscar Tshiebwe, and you tossed on the game last night, and you tuned in, and you had no idea that supposedly is not practiced, and he's 4 weeks from a minor surgery, which of course was not a minor surgery. Cal admitted last night they thought it was going to be closer to 6 weeks. I just can't give anywhere near the truth when he says anything about injuries. And that's all college coaches. It's just magnified with John Calipari. And if you turn that on, you're like, well, damn, Oscar Tshiebwe's back doing what Oscar Tshiebwe does. He comes in, scores, boom, gets rebounds. You're like, damn, is he going to have a double-double in the first half?
I'd argue he was even better last night than he was most of the year last year. I mean, he was much better on the defensive end than he was at any point last year.
Hey, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. And this is not a young team. I mean, Wheeler is good to go. Wheeler is practicing. He has played. Oscar is back. Where are the Jacob Toppin supporters today? He's terrible for parts of that game. C.J. Frederick's been playing college basketball for, what, 3 years, Jack? He's been around the game. He knows what's going on out there. Reeves, he's, even though Cal, you know, ditched him the last 7-8 minutes of the game, Reeves was not good last night. And I got to be honest, it erases a lot of the feel-good that you thought about this team going into last night. Period. End of discussion. Period. Stop, man. You beat up on two bums. By the way, my voice cracking already at 3:13. That's not good. I don't know where that came from. I've been sucking down Robitussin for some reason, trying to get rid of this cough and congestion every morning waking up with this. You're supposed to beat that team. It's not a top 25 team. They don't have a bunch of playmakers. They just lost a game. Hauser, it's Sam, right? Don't let him go nuts.
Joey Hauser. Sam was the one
Virginia.
Yep. Yep. And they were both at one point at Marquette.
At Marquette. And you, I knew Sam wasn't right. And, you know, hey, don't let him drop whatever he dropped last night, 26, 28, 30, whatever the hell it was. And what did they do? Damian Collins cannot guard him, buddy. And I sit here and I'm like, I think Kentucky's going to be fine. I think they're going to be good, but I can't sit here today and not react to last night. I mean, don't let the one guy that can shoot jumpers shoot jumpers. Make some free throws down the stretch. Sounds familiar. Team not ready, end of game situations. I mean, this is not a team that John Calipari gets to use the "we're young" excuse. He doesn't. Close out a game. You're up late in the second half. Close out the game. You're in overtime. You get the lead. Close out the game. And you got absolutely stunnered. Is it stunned? The Stone Cold Stunner? No, that's it. You got stunnered by Austin 316, by Izzo 316. And there's a lot of places we can go. And there's no reason to set the panic. Listen, Louisville fans are panicked. They're beyond panicked. I'm not asking Kentucky fans to do that. But let's also be realistic about things. The analysis of this team is not, well, you know, we'll be okay in November and December and come SEC play, we'll be good. No, that's not what this season is. It's not. It's your last go-around with many of these players. Cason Wallace ain't going to be back, brother. Oscar Tshiebwe ain't going to be back, brother. Jacob Toppin. The maturation of taking Jacob Toppin from a mid-major and developing him for this year. The payoff is this season. And the last two games, he has been regular. He's not going to be back. Chris Livingston right now cannot play at this level. Right now, it'll slow down for him. Doubtful he's back next year. Reeves, not back next year. Wheeler can definitely see him not being back next year. How much eligibility does CJ have, Jack? I really don't know.
I think one more year.
And so, I mean, let's be honest about things. Next year's team is going to be all the hotshot freshmen that we've been talking about and is going to have maybe, you know, perhaps a guy or two come back, and then it's going to be, it's going to be upperclassmen that you get in the transfer portal. And for the most part, Cal's done a very good job. But Kentucky fans don't want to lose that game. That's the game you win in 2012. That's the game, old Kentucky, that we thought Cal was getting back to being. That's the game you win. You don't get outcoached. You don't have players fall asleep on the floor on multiple plays, out of bounds plays, with the game quite literally on the line. Being out executed, having players not show up, Cal being pantsed at times by Tom Izzo. And then at the end of the game, Oscar goes out. Jack, I know you talked about it last night. The next two shots are by Jacob Toppin. No chance in hell those go in. And then you know it's done. It's 2-3 minutes to go. And it's give and go two-man basketball with Xavier Wheeler and Lance Ware. And we know Lance Ware cannot play at the Kentucky level. Like, we understand that. He has started his last game now that Oscar is back. And that's fine. He's a bench player. He's 6 minutes a game. What did he play last night? I don't know, but he's 6 minutes a game. Around TV timeouts to give guys opportunities, specifically Oscar, to sit his ass down. To sit down. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Again, I found last night actually a little bit embarrassing for Kentucky. I did. For Kentucky fans. Supposed to win that game. So I'm not panicking. I can understand why Kentucky fans are not panicking. But this team's being put on notice. Because the excuses of, and you know this grates on me. Mark Stoops doesn't get this. Scott Satterfield hasn't got this leniency. That in college basketball, it's okay not to be ready to go. Oh, it's okay not to be ready. That's not the way it works when you have this type of team. Next year, when you're integrating, perhaps starting, oh, I don't know, Jack, what would you say? Four freshmen, right? If that's the case, then we can have the conversation of November, perhaps December, early December, whatever it is, non-conference, the growing pains. That's fine. That's not them. That is not them. And some of the young guys that we thought, whatever the hell Ugana did last night, he committed the cardinal sin, and his ass got pulled out of the game and never came back. But I'm telling you, Gonzaga, Michigan, UCLA, and then, there's a couple teams in the SEC, you know, going on the road. You know, Cal's always losing a couple games. Everyone's going to in the SEC. This season is about playing at the Yum Center. This season is about making a Final Four run. It's about winning the SEC. To me, it's about being a one seed. I mean, Jack, you could be, what, a 2 or 3 and still be in Louisville?
Yes.
But it's about being a high seed. Hell, a one seed. It is about that expectation. And how you do that, and Cerebral, I know you don't want to hear that, is you win the game, you gut it out. You know who did that? Gonzaga. The Zags did it. They were down double digits in the second half, and they won the game in regulation. That's what they did. And so that's my tone today with Kentucky basketball. It is guarded. It is putting this team on notice. It is, you best not be 3-2. You best not lose to Gonzaga. Because if you do, why am I thinking you're going to be the top 20 team in Michigan? Why am I? I mean, UCLA is going to be, I mean, unless I'm mistaken here, Jack, mid-December, we're about a month away. I mean, North Carolina is going to be ranked higher than them, would be my guess, if Kentucky keeps fooling around. I mean, I'm looking
at UCLA's.
Well, I mean,
Carolina's fooling around also.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at UCLA, UCLA's schedule, and they have Illinois coming up.
Yeah, that'll be on Friday. I think they'll beat Illinois Friday.
If they beat Illinois, I mean, they're not going to lose the game, probably, right? They're not going to lose they get to Kentucky.
Well, I mean, they do have Scotty D and Bellarmine.
Well, yes, listen, not everyone's pitiful and pathetic like U of L right now. So I don't know how you feel about it. Like, it's not the anger of course, at the end of a season. It's not the you need to blow things up. I would say the majority last night, to be quite honest, Jack, of Kentucky fans that called in the postgame show, and I'll look at the UPS jobs text line, 437-9680. I'm sure you were manning that last night and you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Are like, Cal ain't ever gonna, he's stubborn, he's this, he's that. And listen, you can have that opinion. I'm not even making this totally a Calipari thing. To me, when you have older players, it's not all a coaching thing.
And Cal, talking about how we haven't practiced all those things. Like, it's supposed to be different. You weren't supposed to have that excuse, and yet.
What about the Bahamas?
Yep.
What about the extra practices? I mean, come on, Wheeler's been back. I mean, the one guy that's been out has been Oscar Tshiebwe. You're telling me if he practices, he doesn't fall asleep on the inbounds play, Jack Layton, was it first overtime, whatever it was? Is that what you're telling me? I don't buy that. He came back and balled out. He played great defense. He rebounded. He was the soul of your team. No kidding they needed him against Michigan State. I fear what that game would have been. I absolutely fear what that game would have been. So I don't know what to do here. Strieble should be alongside here at some point. Maybe text us here. Hang on, because I need to get to Louisville. I need to get to Louisville. That's on the Kentucky side. Man, I was disappointed in Kentucky. I don't mind saying it. It was a fun game. I can hear Bobby V right now. Well, it's college basketball. You play in these games, and your season's not over on November the, you know, last night was the 15th. Today's the 16th. And I agree with that.
This is also
That's
where
why I'm not freaking out. But win these games.
This is also where it helps that you're in the SEC, and whereas it used to be if you didn't win these games, it could really, really hurt your seeding in March. The fact that the SEC is such a good basketball conference now, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to get these types of wins that you're going to need to get.
Yeah, he's playing Gonzaga, and he's playing UCLA, and not this year, but he's got Louisville on the schedule, so there's some fallback. You know, I mean, there's some, it's not a dog non-conference. It's not what Michigan State's doing.
Right.
But Kentucky's schedule is fine. And you know, I have no problem with Kentucky's schedule. I mean, listen, if I were, I don't pay season tickets. Okay. And say 48 minute game, Reeves Frederick played together for 4 minutes and 39 seconds.
They were both terrible last night. I don't understand everyone calling for Reeves because Reeves was so damn bad last night also. It's like, he was 1-7, and I get it. He's probably a better defender than C.J. Frederick, because Frederick's a terrible defender, but he's not giving you much either. Why are the calls for Reeves instead of Livingston?
It's a great point. Yeah, I mean, Strieble's here, by the way.
He's terrible.
He's the big Chris Livingston superstar.
I mean, everyone's backing the Illinois State transfer. Like, the reason they didn't win is because they didn't play Illinois State enough.
You're going after Ents. I like that.
Wow.
Come on, Ents. I got something for Ents later on.
What Ents do?
I got something for Ents later on.
Oh, okay.
Soccer related.
Soccer stuff. Yeah. All right, let's go.
You tired today, Big Bye? I'm tired. I'm
just
dragging.
I had to have a cup of coffee on the way in.
You had a cup of coffee?
I had a cup of coffee on the way because I was dragging.
A cup of Joe.
I was dragging bleep.
Oh, I'm dragging bleep right now.
I'm with you, brother.
I don't know. I've been struggling with Kentucky all day.
No, you're.
But I think my tone is right that.
It is.
It's not the end of the world. It's not an alarmist, but Kentucky fans, after the last 3 years, they want to go to the Champions Classic.
The damn game,
against a non-top 25 team and actually be the team that doesn't have to go up there and make excuses every single time, and that's what last night was. Calipari excuse making while Tom Izzo sits there with a team that is better than you, that has beat you and took and should have beat Gonzaga.
They should have beat
Gonzaga.
And
now, Strieble, if you lose to the Zags, you're 3-2.
I know.
You're 3-2.
And no, yeah, I'm tired physically. And I'm tired of just having to do this every single season. Like, I'm with you. I just want to go and win these early games against some of these good teams. And I had to sit around and wait for guys to figure it out. I thought this was a team where we didn't have to wait for guys to figure it out. I thought that Reeves and Frederick were the shooters. That was figured out. You have 2 point guards on the court with Xavier Wheeler and Wallace. That's figured out.
Right.
I've got Oscar Tshiebwe in the middle, which
who's a double double.
Who's a double double machine.
Who's a beast.
That's figured out.
Right.
And, you know, if Toppin doesn't work out, then I got Damian Collins to put in there. I thought that was figured out. Both those guys' stretches were awful last night. It's just I'm tired of having to wait to be good. And that's the theme for me this season, certainly.
Yeah, and then
early
you well, hang on. And then you don't win the SEC, and then you lose in the tournament too early.
Right.
And you're never good, Cerebral.
Exactly.
And then you're never good.
And then we're not good at all.
And you're waiting around to be good, and you're not good.
I noticed last night on
that
Twitter.
That's literally what happened last year. It's literally what happened last year.
We waited
year.
And waited, and we never and waited, were good.
And you were good for a couple weeks.
We were
weeks,
good,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
For about
you
3 weeks.
Kansas game, 2-3 weeks.
North Carolina beat North Carolina, you know, early in December, whatever that was, looked good. But, no, from what I heard from texters and callers last night and Twitter, there was no wait till March for this team. Just wait till February. There was none of that. People were pissed.
They should have been.
People were pissed.
I'm not as mad as, like, you all. Like, I'm using a little bit more kinder words and nuance. But overall, the narrative is totally right.
Yeah.
That Kentucky basketball, go be Kentucky basketball, and they haven't. And I'm sorry, last night was another example of Kentucky basketball, who had 75% of the fans there, being Kentucky basketball.
Dude, it was
not being Kentucky basketball. And, I mean, Michigan State, we sat there, Strieble.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have, Jack, they didn't have 200 fans.
They had two pockets.
Two little pockets. Pocket one and a pocket two.
They had pocket by us, and they had a pocket in the end zone, one of the end zones. That's all they had, Jack. That's all they had. And it was just the fans got so loud. It was a good atmosphere. I mean, it really was. It wasn't sold out, but, I mean, when Kentucky got going, it got electric, and then it just got sucked out every time the Michigan State hit a layup or a dunk or hit a couple free throws or Hauser hits a little jumper that they just could not cover. It's like, why can't we cover that shot? Like, they're doing that shot all night. Look, Izzo kind of clapped Calipari last night. He gave a little clap, is what happened with Izzo. And it was just, I mean,
and Kentucky has experience, man.
They have, that's the thing. It's like, just, they have experience. That's what's the most frustrating.
What are we doing
Even
here?
Oscar, as great as Oscar was, he was the one that let the dude right at the middle in that inbounds play tie the ball game. You don't let that happen. We're not going to overtime. We don't have to worry about it. So that's
back to they kept killing him with Hauser to where they were so focused
on Hauser that
Malik Gall made the right read
and just slipped
and made a smart play.
Yep, absolutely.
It was an evil thing to do by whoever did it to put poor Damian Collins on Hauser.
It was bad.
And Toppin wasn't any better.
No, and Toppin
he wasn't.
No.
That was disappointing about that.
You're with me now.
We'll see.
No, that's the topping that you – listen, you had the double-double.
Yeah.
Against Howard, against nobody.
Against Howard, yeah. It's two games in a row. He hasn't been good. I'm with you. I can't run like that.
This is the Jacob Toppin that is the reason I scoffed at going to be this next level NBA player.
Type player.
In the first half, he was not available, and he's not as good of a shooter to shoot over guys, and no one can respect him going to the basket and finishing.
No,
I can't.
I'm with you.
He's a transition player.
Yes.
He's not a half court player. Period.
You can get him in transition. He'll have some nice dunks. He'll hit a three. Every once in a while, hit a jumper every once in a while, but it's not consistent. When they had those two plays back to back, they just killed all the momentum that Kentucky. I mean, I'd rather have Wheeler go take a layup because at least Wheeler might get fouled to go to the line and hit his free throws.
Texter says, "Let's read some before we get to the pathetic showing last night at the Yum Center and the ridiculousness at the end of the game." Texter says, "Did you say log issues, Andy? Like something the Hightower Men's Clinic can help with." No, when I get home at 1 a.m., I got to wake up at 6 a.m. to fix something. Texter says, "Jack, big boy, am I misremembering you guys, saying Michigan State isn't any good?"
I might be wrong. Michigan State's playing
Jack, hang on.
Really
hang on, Jack. That guy's saying that, having no evidence, just saying it, because he's mad that his team lost.
Yeah.
So he wants to put the blame
on the media.
On Jack Grossman.
Yeah, the great Jim particularly.
Jack Grossman said that Michigan State isn't any good. No, what Michigan State is should not be as good as Kentucky, or should not be better than Kentucky.
They are more poised than Kentucky. They didn't pee down their legs down the stretch, which Kentucky did.
Texter says middays was true fan roll call. Apparently everyone hates the fake fans. Texter says, pretty sure UK basketball doesn't care if you put them on notice. How about this? Leave. How about that, Texter? How about that? What this is what we do on sports radio.
Yes, we
is we
do.
Put people on notice. Yes. If you don't like it, leave. Get out of here. Buzz off. You're a bum. Anything else? Get out of here.
Listen
your
to the
texts
Eagle.
Stink.
You listen to QMF.
Yeah, your texts stink.
Listen to DJX.
Go listen to DJX. You are lonely. No one likes you. Your wife will leave you, and she'll leave you for Grossman.
Yeah!
How about that?
That's what Vitality does, baby.
Yeah, and then he's going to get that Hightower Men's Clinic,
uh-oh,
and then he's got something else for you.
Well, then you're in big trouble. Whoa.
No, maybe not so big. Texas says there's no excuse. It's Cal is a great recruiter and not X's and O's. Thank you for that revolutionary take. I've never heard that
neither
before.
Have I. Whoa.
Texas says, I know one thing Cal hasn't practiced, guarding inbounds plays. He's a bum. Well, it's not guarding inbounds plays. He's never drawn one up. And
he's never designed one.
I just, whatever.
It's weird.
I don't want to get into that because whatever. Texas says Big Rig
shows.
Crapped on Big Ten basketball. Got beat by a Big Ten basketball team. A nice little present today. What's he trying to say? Is that a feces joke?
Is there feces jokes on a Wednesday?
Texas says UNC struggled with Gardner Webb. It happens. Do they win?
They did, and three games in a row. UNC struggled against the bum team and barely won.
I agree. So they're on notice. They're also 3-0.
Kentucky lost the game.
They're also 3-0. Like the win. Listen, the win. Winning the game matters.
Yeah.
I mean, Gonzaga was generic, but they beat Michigan State.
Yeah.
The game matters, and if Michigan State ends up being number 22 in the country, that win's gonna look good. I mean, like.
It matters when you play these games.
It matters when you win the game.
Yes, it does. If you win the game, you're happy. We're sitting there and we're talking today about, okay, yeah, they won by a slim margin or 3 or 4 points or whatever, but they won the bleeping game and you're going into Gonzaga undefeated instead of one lost. It's a big difference.
Texter Andy, Coach Cal's not learned anything from Wisconsin, St. Peter's. He'll never change. I'm ready for Cal to leave. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not ready for Cal.
Because Mitch Barnhart, you
trust him to hire the next basketball coach?
He had to be forced by the late, great Mike Pratt and others to not hire some boring bum, okay? So you know who you're going to get next, a boring bum.
Chris Holtman.
Texter says, other than the new uniforms and a couple new faces, how is Kentucky any different from last year? I thought the Bahamas was supposed to have Kentucky more ready. I agree.
I agree, man.
Texas says can't play that many game. Guys, he won't do it in the end of the year. Don't do it now. I don't disagree with that. Who are you cutting out of the rotation? Chris Livingston?
Gonna cut him out.
You cutting the 5-star out? You cutting CJ?
Reeves.
Oh, I don't think so. Who are you cutting out? Reeves? Who are you cutting out? I mean, it's easy to say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see who the odd man out is.
Not yet.
The odd man out is Kenny Payne. We'll talk about him. Louisville basketball is 0-3, and I'm not sure I know what to do with them, or do I? That will be the tease. Short break. Jack will give you a Sports Center update on the other end. Let's be honest. What needs to happen with Louisville basketball? Nothing will change until this happens. And we'll talk about it next here on ESPN 680.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Strebel would be a terrible English teacher. He has no concept of the English language, and he encourages students to plagiarize.
That's
stick to science, pig daddy.
And James Strebel.
Where did the English conversation begin? Like, what are you talking about? Where did that come from? Understanding of the English language. What are you talking about? What have I said?
There he goes. There it is.
I could teach English. I could. Literature especially. I love books.
To what, middle schoolers?
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Forty going to join us in about 20 minutes. It's The Take on a Wednesday here on ESPN 680 105.7. Also, I think Scangarello might be gone. KSR put up what Dekel Crowdis said. I don't know if you've seen that, Strebel.
I have not. I saw you tease
Big Mouth Crowdis had something to say. Him and his six catches this year.
Oh, wow.
Dekel
really?
Crowdis, I mean, how many catches does he have?
Is probably six? like five or six. He had that one big one against Mississippi State, I think it was. Yeah, that was it.
He had won the other game where he didn't want to get hit, so he ran out of bounds instead of going forward. So we'll get to him and what he said about Scangarello. And given the KSR put it out there, tells me that Scangarello might be one and done, which he should be one and done. He shouldn't even be out there against Georgia, but that's a different discussion for a different time. The reason I waited to talk about Louisville is because Kentucky has not been talked about all day. I understand that Louisville has been the discussion amongst, obviously, Louisville shows and Louisville fans at the station, and we will talk right now about it and as we go with Pat Forty and others. For me, I remember a time where the Kenny Payne hire was going to be, hang on, let me yell at my dog, Ruby! Back down here. Thank you.
Cat box calling your name.
Get in here.
Oh, yeah.
Get over here.
Get over here.
What's that
Scorpion.
From? Yeah, there you
Mortal
go.
Mortal Kombat.
You're damn
get
right.
over here.
Jack Grossman will never like, get over here.
It was so awesome.
It was awesome. It really was. I remember when Kenny Payne was going to be a unifying hire. I remember those times. It was like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, that Kenny Payne was going to be a unifying hire. And I think we sit here today as fractured watching the Louisville fan base as easily, I mean, more fractured right now than I can remember under Chris Mack.
Yeah.
Because there are people that the analyzing of Kenny Payne, there's emotion involved. There was not emotion involved with Chris Mack. People wanted Chris Mack to be the coach. They were happy when he became the coach. They were happy, perhaps, at least the first year, the first couple years, a nice recruiting class or two. Louisville Live was started. He brought back the old players. He talked bleep to Cal multiple times.
Had his number one team.
He won the game. He would beat Cal once.
Yeah, he did.
But there wasn't emotion involved. It was a coach. He wasn't one of yours. You didn't see him in the white, red, and black win a national title in the 80s. You did Milt Wagner.
Though his wife is from Louisville.
Yes, you did. I went, why is
really?
Milt Wagner?
I didn't know that.
Kenny Payne.
What trope is overused more? That Chris Mack's wife was from Louisville or that Kenny Payne won a title in 86?
Oh, I think it's that Milt Wagner won a title in 86.
Yeah.
People telling me that there's no doubt he's perfect for the job he has, yet not knowing what the job he has is.
Yes, he's perfect for it. Yeah.
That's fine. I think he is probably fine for it, but yes. I don't know what he does. Anyway, the Kenny Payne hire is anything but unifying, and it is going to be toxic, and it's going to fracture the fan base, and it's happening right now. It's happening right now, and it's been three games, and it's not going to get any better as you go this season. You can save all this, Jack. I expect this team to continue to nosedive. A bunch of players that aren't as talented as we thought a year, 2 years ago. A bunch of players who have been through stuff here and a roster that was not taken care of in the offseason. And there's many different ways that we have talked about that. That's for a different show. The Kenny Payne hire was supposed to be unifying, and I'm surprised by this. It's not. And, of course, I'm surprised they're 0-3. Of course. Well, I'm not surprised they lost last night.
The first two games were a bit of a surprise. Yeah. Last night was kind of like that's now what we expect.
And the reality is, it's the reality. I'm sorry. I mean, Kentucky fans might be living in the reality that you're not going to win another title. Who knows if you're going to get back to another Final Four with John Calipari. I mean, that's a reality that Strieble's in right now.
Yeah.
It was easy for Strieble, and he was right to take Cal over Stoops, Buttermilk. Okay? Right. That was easy.
That was easy.
But now, is Cal the guy who's going to win you a championship? You can't say that.
No.
Last night doesn't help you. The last couple years, they don't help you. Perhaps some 18, 19-year-olds in a recruiting class will next year, but recruiting is its own sport. It is its own season.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's its own season. It's its own sport. And so where we are is Louisville basketball needs to flush what they have. And maybe Kenny Payne knows it, and of course he cannot say it. They need a full reboot. They need to erase and start over. Period. End of discussion. Now, can Kenny Payne do that with what we've seen him recruit, with what he's done or not done in the transfer portal? That's a separate discussion. I don't know. We all have our thoughts on that. But let's be clear. The program has to flush itself. I don't know what to tell you. And I don't mean you stop playing like what Pat Forty. I don't mean that. I mean, we're done with Sidney Curry. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And LL's is a fine player. He's a great player, maybe. But he's going to have, he'll move on.
Yeah.
And the players that aren't ready to go, it's done. Jalen Withers, it's fine.
We've seen enough.
We have seen enough
of Jalen Withers.
I don't need to see this group of guys anymore.
Yeah.
I don't. You don't. We all understand it. There's a, not trying to be half pregnant, but you try to keep the talent that you have and then you try to add to it. We know that Louisville did not add to it. We know that's the discussion. But man, you can't build a foundation with this group of players. I don't care if you're Kenny Payne. I don't care if you're John Calipari. I don't care who you are, man.
Coach K.
Okay, that is how little I believe in the team that takes the floor. I'm sorry if that's harsh. Sorry if I'm supposed to only blame Nolan Smith or Kenny Payne or Josh Jamison or what's Danny Manning?
Danny Manning.
Guys, Danny Manning's not, we made fun of Danny Manning for years at Wake Forest. What do you think he's doing on the sideline? Nothing. 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 You've been there. You've seen it. It's called Wake Forest, big boy.
Yeah.
I mean, what? It's not unifying, and it's got to be flushed. And flushing it is the only way that you build hope. Not being half pregnant. I'm sorry. And the problem Kenny Payne is, he brought in, he didn't bring in a recruit, so now you can't even go to the young guys.
Yeah. You got Kamari Lands.
I mean, Kamari Lands right now, is he, what, 1 point a game? Did he score last night?
No.
He's not ready to play at this level. You know who else isn't? The other guys you recruited who haven't moved. Devin Ree and Fabio Basile, who haven't moved off the bench. It's not unifying. It's flushable. And then the other thing, and this makes me mad. Kenny Payne doesn't get to learn on the job. I had a back and forth with Eric Crawford. We'll get to some of that. You don't get hired at Louisville to learn how to coach. Just like I don't get hired at ESPN Louisville and have to have Diener and everyone else tell me how to put together a radio show. just like WDRB didn't hire Eric Crawford and then have to teach him how to write a column. That's not the way this works. And Kenny, if you needed a tactician on the bench, you should have got one. You should have got one. That's on you. If you needed someone to help you along, then you needed to do what Juwan Howard did. I know it's the guy we always go to. And Jack, I need help. We need to go to somebody else.
Yeah.
Phil Martelli. Mike Woodson did it with Thad Mata last year.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Birdman himself. Sorry, I think Thad Mata looks like an eagle. It's a weird thing.
A bald eagle.
It's a bald eagle. Yes, it's a regal eagle.
It's the nose. I apologize to everybody.
Ralph Willard. Patino, a Hall of Fame coach.
There
still
you
had
go.
Ralph Willard on his bench.
John Robick. Yeah, John Robick.
Well, Bruiser Flint.
Cal needs a John Robick right now. I think, stop it. I mean, is that so they can spend more money on Ubers around Lexington between the Kentucky, you know, football? Anyway, I mean, Cal needs it. No, I think that's fair.
I'm going to say like a John Robick, not him.
No, I understand.
Specifically.
I think it's fair.
Yes, it is fair.
And maybe Kenny needs it. But you were at the end of that game, and we're going to hear this sound here in a second. And there's what, 25 seconds to go, Jack, on the clock, and you let 13 seconds run off the clock. In fact, Jack, can you give me the exact times? I meant to do this and totally forgot about this. And they let 13 seconds run off the clock. In fact, I have it on my Apple TV. Maybe we should fire that up.
Fire it up, baby.
You
want
to fire that
up? Look how good this looks.
You want to fire this
up? I do. I like firing it up. Let's go.
You
want
to fire it up? What do you like to fire up? Do you fire up
excitement.
That? Do you fire up that Louis Rabot cigar?
All right, so LLS made a layup with 24 seconds left, and they fouled with 11 seconds left.
And the thought process, let me be clear. The thought process that's okay is asinine. You are a bad team. And the thought process with a bad team is that you're going to give yourself one chance, one shot. One shot, kid. That's the play from Kenny Payne and from all of y'all. That there's 11 seconds to go, and it's okay. We'll just take it down, and we'll get one opportunity. Really? What tells you that with anything that you are? You want to create more, not less.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for everyone who's just wrong. Against Wright State, he should have used a timeout, and he didn't. Against Wright State, he should have fouled when it was predictable what they were going to do and who they were going to, and you didn't. Last night, 24 seconds, you didn't trap. You didn't put pressure on the ball. Kenny Payne comes out after the game. Well, they were kind of shaky. Really? So when they were dribbling up with no one guarding them, the guy was just going to dribble the ball off his leg.
Right.
And it was going to hit Jody and Paul on the sideline.
Not Paul.
It's coaching malpractice. And it's unacceptable. And Louisville fans deserve better than that. And it's a mistake. It doesn't mean Kenny needs to be fired. It's a mistake. Say it's a mistake. It's a mistake. That's what it is. It's not the right thing to do.
No.
It's wrong. What was it? Back to the Bellarmine game? Well, oh no, that was right. Say, well, we're going to, you know, we got to get a stop to show toughness. No, you got to win effing basketball games, Kenny. That's what you got to do. You're not instilling toughness in this team. Look at them. You want still toughness? How about this, tough guys? Bench Sidney Curry. How about that? Bench his ass. Why is he starting? Put anyone else in. Go small. Put Wheeler in. Put anyone in.
Anybody.
But to sit there for 13 seconds and for you and the players not know what to do and to have the fans tell L. Ellis to foul. Man, shame on all y'all. This ain't a big picture thing. The Flushing thing, that was a big picture thing. This is how you win games thing. You go for a steal, it doesn't work out, you foul.
Yeah.
You give yourself opportunities to win the game. Not one opportunity with 0.1 on the clock. A contested layup, multiple opportunities. You are a bad basketball team that is desperate. If the lottery's going on right now, do I want 5 tickets or 1? When I enter Survivor Leagues, me and Double D, Drew Dieter, do we want 5 entries to win a couple grand or 1? Stop it! It was coaching malpractice at the end of the game, and if the players don't know, and these guys have been around, all of them, including L. Ellis, and I don't want to pick on him because our analysis of, I mean, why do you think A.J. Johnson and D.J. Wagner don't want to go to your school? Look at L. Ellis right now. Dude can drop 29 and it doesn't mean anything.
Yep. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
The end of the game cannot be this bad. You do not get to use the I haven't been a head coach because, and I'll tell you guys why. Go ahead and say that a couple months ago when he got hired and you would have been called every name in the book and you know it. You fans know it. You know it. I know you know it. I know you do.
You're a hater.
You're listening right there. And if Andy Sweeney would have said, well, you know, it kind of would have been nice to get a guy who at least knows what his philosophy is going to be.
Has been in situational basketball.
Oh, Sweeney, I can't believe you would ever say it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're ridiculous, Sweeney. He's been around. He's been around basketball. He knows basketball.
He's on Thibodeau's bench.
That's all I ever heard. Okay, well, fine. Well, you can't question it. The holy angel of Kenny Payne, my God, why would I ever be questioning, whether he knows basketball? Ooh. I mean, Bob talked today for an hour about how he's not playing the offense he needs to play. Is any player responding right now?
No.
Besides L. Ellis?
L. Ellis.
Are any of them responding? Luke Hancock and others. Kenny Payne talked about it after the game. They go to practice. It's garbage. Okay.
He's telling you.
So the games are garbage. We have no idea what we're doing. The practices are bad. The recruiting.
We know what that is.
Guys, again, there are big picture issues. Kenny Payne, if he's the right guy for the job, then he has to hit full reset. This is full reset. This is a bad year this year. It's a bad year next year. And who knows where. I mean, I agree now. It's 4 years.
Yeah, man. That's...
I'm bending the knee. I don't like it. To me, it's not reality. To me, it's silly. But what we have seen with the data I'm given, that's what it is. And the end of game situation has got to get better. If Danny Manning can't help, he needs to go. He needs to go.
Yeah.
And I hate to just pick on him, but Danny Manning called Kenny Payne to get the job. You have an ops guy who's been an ops guy for 20 plus years at Oregon who hasn't been a coach.
Right.
Nolan Smith was on the end of the bench. Nolan Smith wasn't the first or second assistant to Coach K. Coach K wasn't listening to what Nolan Smith had to say on the sideline when a game 78-75 with 1 minute to go to the game. Sorry.
He listened to Shire.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. It's bad, and now it's going to turn toxic. Let's hear Kenny Payne after the game talk about the end of the game. Go ahead.
Maybe a second or two quicker. We was hoping to trap them and get them into a turnover, which you could tell they were a little bit shaky. But at the last second, you know, he made the foul. It was 9 or 10 seconds. I can't remember exactly. But it really didn't, as it played out, it still could have got the same basket a fraction earlier. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we could have got it a fraction earlier.
It's just, yes, I agree with that. You could have, but you didn't.
Yeah.
What's the positive? Let me ask this. What is the – I'm wondering if Jerry Eves is going to start asking these questions. What is the positive?
Yeah.
What's the positive of not giving yourself more opportunities?
More chances.
Yeah. What is it when you're a bad team?
Andy, what do you hammer Kentucky football's offense on all the time?
Less opportunities.
Less opportunities.
They don't want to have more opportunities. They want less and less.
That's basketball.
They hope to have the ball for 30 seconds on Saturday against Georgia.
That's all they want to do. Let's offer, and it's, these are very similar situations with the Kentucky. The way if you criticize Kentucky football, you get beat over the head and call all the names. If you criticize Kenny Payne,
we're gonna watch it in real time. So we're gonna well in fake time.
In fake time, there's
24 seconds left. Okay, they're not pressuring the inbounds.
No.
And App State gets the ball in. There's some little pressure. There's 6 feet between the ball handler and Al Ellis. They do a little bit of a trap. And again, App State's just doing whatever. The crowd at 13 seconds is going nuts to foul, and they foul at 11.1.
Yeah. That dude in the red was jumping up and down saying, foul, foul, foul.
The team didn't know what to do. And Kenny Payne's mad on the sideline. So when he says, well, it could have been another second, I don't buy it. He's backing his team, and maybe the team messed up. If so, you have upperclassmen, including L. Ellis, botching it. It's not good enough, man. It's going to be toxic. It just is. You heard Dino this morning. You heard that show. You heard it. We're way late. Quick break. Pat Forty joins us next.